Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about, but I just have to open with this because I went and saw Dune 2 yesterday. Fantastic movie, but I made the mistake of watching it in 4DX. Tickets were double the price. I was expecting something that was kind of similar to the Magic Motion Machine that was around in the 90s. I think where I live, we had some of the hotels like Excalibur where you could see these like Star Wars type things and you're riding around and you're moving around. And the experience with 4DX blew. It just blew. And I wish we saw the movie without it. So basically, what is 4DX? So we didn't get glasses. So you didn't have the whole 3D experience. I thought we were going to be in 4D, where we feel like we're flying through the sand dunes, you know, and getting spice in our face and our eyes are turning blue. And I thought we were really going to be immersed. But the 4DX is where you're in these seats that are hard. And some of my Facebook buddies said, get a tushy cushion. My tushy was fine, but everything else hurts. My boobies hurt. My back hurts. It felt like something was digging into the side of my back for the whole 166 minutes, mind you. Dune 2 is a long movie. But you're in these seats, and they come in groups of four, and they shake you, and they vibrate you. So you get some tushy vibration. And then they spew things in your face, like you'll feel water, and it'll spray you with some water. Now, seeing Legionnaire outbreaks every now and then, and Legionella, I get a little nervous about some fluid that could be sitting in a tube for a period of time and then get shot out at me. I don't want to get Legionella, but right now I haven't heard of any outbreaks due to movie theaters, but I didn't think I really wanted the water in my face. And then it also gives you scents. So you smell scents. Now, some of you are thinking, you know what, Dr. Dahlia? That sounds a lot like Soaring California at the Disneyland California Adventure. That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be like Soaring California. They lift you up. You're suspended in the air. You could smell the pine. You feel the no. It was the same scent. I guess in Dune 2, they're burning cadavers. And then they throw this scent. I don't want to smell that. And it actually, I was getting nauseous. Not motion sick nauseous, but the scents were nauseous. Now, nauseating. Now, if you are prone to seizures, don't go. Don't use the 4DX. They have this flashing strobe light that you could tell was a flashing strobe light. I know they were trying to mimic lightning, you know, but this flashing strobe light was pretty irritating. And I'm like, God, I hope nobody gets a seizure from that. And then there'd be these fans, and you'd be rocking around and moving. But what was ridiculous, so Dune 2 has a lot of good fight scenes. That guy in the Elvis movie, Austin Butler, ends up being in the movie. Fantastic actors. All the actors, Charlotte. Everybody was really good in terms of the movie was good. But when there would be a fight scene, you would rock or you would move. I did. I wore a sports bra, but honestly, my boobies, they hurt after that. And when there would be a blow, it was asynchronous. You had a delay on the moving. And a lot of us in the audience noticed that it jolted us. Not with the, you're supposed to, as you see the blow, feel the blow with the jolt. It was off by a millisecond or a couple seconds or a half a second. And so that was odd. And then whenever there was, I think, supposed to be gunfire, they blew air into your head and ears. So it's kind of like the Disneyland. What's that? Indiana Jones, where as you're going through the darts, remember the dart scene in the first movie, or was it the second, where the darts are being blown at you and you feel the air and the popping? Disney did it right, but with this, you're like, why am I feeling air when there's no bullets or arrows? I didn't get that. I didn't get it at all. So it was nauseating. My back hurts. My boobies hurt. And it kind of ruined the movie. And Dune 2, very well done. In fact, I like Dune 2 even more than Dune 1. Dune 1 was good. But Dune 2, I mean, you know, in terms of a trilogy, I was talking to my son about this. He thinks, you know, remember, we had the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And we have the Star Wars trilogies. He thinks this is going to be one of the more successful trilogies, you know, in this decade, because it was, and I mean, nothing beats Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings was fantastic, but it was very well done. The movie. It's just, I think what movies are trying to do is get people off the couch, out of their home, and to see, you know, movies in the theater. So you get an experience, but nobody wanted to smell that stuff. Nobody wanted water, which could be dirty, flown at them. And your back hurt. Yeah, and I was with my son, and like, you know, we would have been a lot more comfortable in those recliner seats. I love the recliner seats. And then the funny thing is people couldn't eat their food. So you have popcorn, you have food you smuggle in, you have your drink. I was afraid to do it because they're rocking you all over the place. So you can't eat. You can't. It's really stupid. It was so dumb. So I get the movie theaters are trying very desperately to bring people back to the movies. Just have good movies. Dune 2 was worth it. You want to see a good movie and you want that experience. It you didn't have to shake everybody around and, you know, make their, you know, bra elastic break off. It really wasn't that necessary. But what I don't get is the technology 30 years ago was better. You know, bring back, they used to call them magic motion machines. Bring those back where you're actually in the spaceship or you're in the, you really want to do an immersive experience. You know, bring back the Star Wars trilogy and you're actually getting to sway and, you know, the technology was better three flipping decades ago. I don't get it. But definitely Dune movie worth going to. 4DX Blue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we're in March of 2024. This is not going to be a fun year. Election years are not fun. Election years are very stressful. Very anxiety producing. There's a lot of uncertainty. Many of you who have been trying for jobs, especially contract work, no one's hiring right now. Everyone's kind of laid low, trying to figure out what the market looks like, what things are going to be. And there's a lot of uncertainty when you have a country who has kind of gone through what they've gone through, right, the last few years. And now is about to have could have a major change or shift. Some people want this shifted immediately. Others are saying, oh, no, oh, no. You know, let's just leave things the way they are. And so, yeah, there is anxiety producing. And it's interesting because when people ask me, why does Biden have as many supporters as he does? You know, is it the anti-Trump vote or is it that they really, really like Biden? Well, when you saw the, you know, the primary results in Super Tuesday, you had thousands of people that did not want Biden, but you had thousands of people that did. That was that, you know, Biden got a lot of votes. And if they're doing well, if they're happy with the status quo and where they're at, then you know, that's their choice. That's what makes America great. But some people, they don't want change. They just don't know. They don't, you know, they're like, you know, I got my job, right? I'm stable right now. I don't think I'm going to lose my job. You know, everything's all about right now EV and solar and all that. I don't know if the shift is going to. So, yeah, there's going to be people that are going to want to keep Biden. For other individuals who are like, this is not the America I thought I was going to be in. This is it's a complete mess. It's complete chaos. They're going to want Trump in. So I'm not surprised, you know, by the supporters on either side. Nikki Haley has left the race. Even though she said she was going to fight on, I believe when you run for office, there's certain benchmarks you have to hit in terms of money raised, etc. And when donors, you know, that's really kind of the rate limiting step. You need people giving you money. And even though many people thought that Nikki Haley was funded by Democrats, even Democrats, if they were funding her, I'm not saying it's true, but if they were, at some point, if it doesn't look like she's going to win, then people like their money. Now, you could love a candidate, you could love the cause, but at some point, now, you're not going to be shelling out tens of thousands of dollars. And so we knew this would happen. She ran, you know, strong. I mean, for a female presidential candidate to go as far as she did, it was impressive. She won Vermont. She won D.C., but it was a landslide for Trump. So now we have a Trump-Biden matchup. Well, how is that going to look? It's not going to look like it did in 2020. 2020 was a cluster and a seventh where we were going to change time-honored traditions of voting and utilize something that was for proxy vote for our military, for individuals who couldn't make it to the polls. And we decided to take that minority amount of voting's protocol or a voting measure and now make it widespread. And when you told individuals, you don't have to go to the poll, you could just send your ballot in. People were saying, but I didn't get a ballot. So did somebody else vote for me? Did that? One of my friend's kids was 21 at the time, went to vote. And they said, sorry, you voted already. He's like, when? You voted. Like, no, I didn't. So, you know, it was very confusing. It was, I didn't get a mail-in ballot. In fact, last year or a year and a half ago, we were told that there was a bunch of mail-in ballots that were sitting in a Baltimore USPS, United States Postal Service. I guess they're still investigating, but mail-in ballots for the 2020 election sitting at a post office, unmailed. So we weren't ready. You know, some people think there was outright fraud. Other people think it was just a cluster because it was, you know, your mail. I mean, how many of us get our mail? I get return mail. I don't get my mail. It's a mess. You know, and God bless the Postal Service for all the great work they do, but they were never rehearsed. They were never ready, not to mention all the infrastructure needed to prevent there from being fraud or dead people voting for other people's ballots on other people's ballots. That was never tried and true and rehearsed or vetted. So, yeah, I think this time around, a little different. And it's interesting because you're hearing that many individuals, if they're Republican, are going to head to the polls and head to the polls early so they solidify their vote. So a mail-in ballot with their name on it can't be used. Many Democrats might take advantage of the mail-in ballots, and I don't blame you. If you can't make it to the polls, it's nice to be able to send your vote in. That's what they were designed for. But in terms of the amounts, I think there's going to be a lot more suspicion, a lot more surveillance to make sure that votes get where they need to. You have a Biden-Trump matchup that is going to sadly be all about age. Older individuals, if we progressed in not being discriminatory and not being ageist, all you're going to hear right now back and forth is old, old, old. They're too old. They're old. They're this. And I want that to stop. It might now, though. It might, because now you don't have Nikki Haley talking about the age, you know, or the cognitive, you know, ability of Trump. If you have Trump and Biden, they're not going to really be, well, you're too old, you're too old. Trump's going to be talking about Biden's cognitive issues. And, you know, Biden might say, well, Trump is old, too. But I that doesn't look good for him either. So maybe we're going to slow down on the ageism and the discrimination against, you know, older individuals running for office, when I don't think it's the age. I think it's the cognition. I mean, you could have somebody who's 60 years old with dementia. You could have somebody who's 90 years old that's sharp as a tack. But the media doesn't want to say Biden has cognitive deficit. They can't. They're not doctors. So it's easier for them to say age. So hopefully that starts to go down. In terms of vice presidency, Trump has to pick a vice president. I don't think he's going to do it anytime soon. I think he wants to take a little bit of a breather. He's got court case after court case. They keep hitting him. They tried to keep him off the ballots. The Supreme Court unanimously said, no, that's not within the state's rights. And so what else are they going to hit at him? Are they going to try to get him into jail? And so I don't think he yet wants to add on the extra drama of his VP pick. But on the flip side, I think he is going to announce it when it's going to be a nice distraction. He knows how to manage the media. He will drop something that makes all the media go into a frenzy Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. when it's the slowest of the media cycles. You know, he knows how to work it. So I think when he needs to get something done, or he needs the media distracted, that's when he's going to bring up, or he'll give teasers. I wouldn't be surprised if he picks Tim Scott, Kristi Noem. I think he's going to want to balance. People are going to be accusing him of white male, it's all about the white males in politics. And so he might want to try to, you know, temper that, you know, having somebody not of the same race and gender, or who knows. So I wouldn't be surprised if he has a more diverse ticket. But, you know, he, as long as he doesn't mess up, he can very easily get back into the White House. You know, people are upset. People are, you know, grumpy. And I watch all the news stations and I see how everybody spins it. You know, but when somebody is personally affected from the economy, from not being able to, you know, see a doctor or get into the hospital, they're full because, you know, migrants are, you know, overwhelming the hospitals in these border towns. When they feel their tax dollars are not going to what they need, but going to something else that they don't want, it does. It starts to make people think, you know, and you have some people say, I'm not going to vote for either. You know, I want people to vote, but if you don't like the candidates, in America, we don't vilify you for voting, not voting, voting Republican, voting Democrat. We're supposed to defend that. But the next few months is going to be very ugly. It's going to divide people, and it shouldn't be like that. Election years are not supposed to be this chaotic. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Super Tuesday elections are helping to lock Donald Trump and President Joe Biden as the likely two major party nominees for president in 2024. In a new mail-in presidential preference process for Democrats in Iowa, Biden is being announced as the winner. Biden is sure to get the majority of Iowa Democratic delegates now, and the victory pushes him closer toward the nomination, the result being announced more than a month since Iowa Democrats cast their presidential preference votes. Prior to this, Iowa Democrats had been snubbed by the Democratic National Committee, dropping the state's traditional first-in-the-nation voting status. Bitcoin hit an all-time high Tuesday. This comes after the SEC approved the exchange-traded funds that hold the cryptocurrency back in January. The cryptocurrency is over $68,800 for the first time since November 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners says that there is a call to, when it comes to transgender surgery, to try to normalize a mannequin look if there's not enough skin in the genitalia area to create a different form of genitalia. And I can't find that source. I can't find any study on that, so I can't confirm it. But we always take your questions and your comments. But, you know, to kind of clarify, if somebody is going to be going through transgender surgery, not every transgender opts for surgery. If they do, however, they shouldn't be a child who can't give informed consent because your fertility could be at risk. And we're assuming somebody who's transgender does not want to have children. Many transgender individuals do. Many people on the LGBTQAI plus spectrum want kids. I mean, that was a false narrative, a false stereotype that was propagated for years that if somebody's gay, they don't want children. No, many individuals do want to have kids. So why would we take a transgender child that might not have true gender dysphoria and permanently affect their ability to have kids? That makes no sense. So, yeah. One of you had asked about a story where somebody died, a transgender teenager died. That happened, I think it was about a year ago, less than a year ago. There was a transgender teenager, the report came out a year ago. This happened back in 2016. I believe this happened in Europe. There was a 16-year-old who was undergoing vaginoplasty surgery to create a vagina. So it was a biological male who was only 16 that underwent the surgery to create a vagina. I think what happened is the transgender teenager ended up getting necrotizing fasciitis, a very deep and fast spreading bacterial infection. And so that was only a 16-year-old. It's barbaric to think what they did. And how does a 16-year-old understand the ramifications if the surgery goes bad? So with vaginoplasty, they create a vagina from penile and scrotal tissue. The surgeon removes the penis and testicles, uses the remaining skin to create a vagina. The urethra is repositioned so you could still urinate. And there's multiple different techniques, but they try to, you know, create a canal. Sometimes they have to take a portion of your intestine to make a vagina, to make a vaginal canal. Now, we don't get to hear from a lot of transgender individuals on what they liked about their transitioning or disliked, what they wish they never did and were cautioned about, and what they wish they did do. And so trying to recreate a vagina is not what every transgender individual necessarily wants. You know, baby, being gender dysphoric is a very, very challenging medical condition, and it's very rare. But somebody who wants to identify as female or male might not necessarily want to actually go through all those changes. Now, me being middle-aged, I'm telling you right now, once you have surgery, your body's different. So I've had I had a ovarian tumor, so I had an umbilical laparoscopic, well, it was a laparoscopic removal of the tumor of the ovary. And because it went through my belly button, I eventually got a hernia there. I needed to have mesh put, which kind of provides some support to the abdominal wall. That mesh was, I guess, one of the meshes that were recalled that caused destruction. And then it destroyed my abdominal wall muscles. I had to have another surgery. And then that one I'm struggling with. My abdominal wall is never the same. I'm never going to have a flat stomach. I'm not going to have my abdominal muscle again. And if you would have told me that when I first needed the surgery, I might have been too young to really understand. And I might have said, well, just fix me now. And so is having a sigmoid colon, your new vaginal canal adequate? We need to hear from everybody that had it done. Don't let them get canceled. Don't let them be vilified. Still allow them to be a part of, you know, the community, which the LGBTQAI plus community is one of the most, you know, embracing communities. So I don't know why people think they can't, that they're going to be kicked out of that community. They, you know, shouldn't be happening. I mean, and I understand that a lot of the things that are happening aren't being led by people of those communities. There's this group of individuals that don't belong really to a lot of these communities that are fighting for these changes and, you know, setting up the whole cancel culture that really might not be embraced by many of these communities that we are working to help. And so what you need are transgender men and women saying, look, the hormones were ridiculous. I got blood clots. I had pain. I had horrible migraines. I had flashes, hot flashes. I had mood swings, depression. I would cry. I was miserable. The electrolysis, painful. Now, sometimes I wish I had my hair back. Sometimes I wish I had my body parts back. I enjoyed sex, you know, when I had my own genitalia. These are things that we need to hear. Now, we also need to hear, do transgender individuals say, absolutely. The sigmoid colon being my new vagina is fantastic. It's great. I mean, we just need, you know, before any more individuals decide, because we're hearing from the doctors that don't have it done, oh, you're going to be fine. You're going to be great. It'll work out wonderfully. And then all of a sudden when things happen, they go, well, remember, we said there could be some unintended consequences. I'm really concerned that if kids can't give informed consent and can't make decisions on smoking or drinking or military service, but we're letting them make decisions on what happens to, you know, their future fertility. Now, if without parents, you know, asking that parents be left out of the equation. So with this one teenager, and again, this happened back in 2016, 24 hours after the vaginoplasty, the patient started showing major complications. Necrotizing fasciitis was found. Necrotizing fasciitis is where you have this fascial plane of tissue that kind of keeps the muscles wrapped up and bundled and separates cavities. And so when an infection gets on that, it's like the Autobahn. It's like a highway. And it's unobstructed. It could just spread along that fascia. And then it kills as it goes. Hence, necrotizing fasciitis. You need to, a lot of times, go in and debride and remove the tissue. Okay, I mean, this is a 16-year-old. Unfortunately, the child died. It was a deadly strain of E. coli coming from the patient's intestines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many COVID vaccinations did you get? Did you get the series, the two? Did you get one? Did you get one booster? Did you get a couple boosters and then quit? Well, there was one man who reportedly got 217 COVID vaccinations. 217. This is being reported by Medical Express. where researchers at the Friedrich Alexander Universität Erlangen-Nürnberg and Universität Kinlinkum Erlangen are examining a man who has received 217 COVID vaccines. Now, not sure why. They say it was because of private reasons. This sounds like it's in Germany. But they figured, well, if you have somebody that has been vaccinated that many times, we could look at what happened to their immune system. Hypervaccination, being vaccinated too much, hasn't been studied. It's not the narrative. The narrative is we don't get enough vaccines. Well, when parents ask, what if we're getting too many? What does that do to our immune system? If we're not letting natural immunity and we're only using artificial immunity. In fact, that's what vaccines have been called. I think they're going to try to change that. But vaccines are called artificial immunity. Because you didn't go through the illness, you didn't gain the antibody, you weren't exposed, you didn't build antibodies. Artificial means we artificially helped you become immune. Now, some of us need artificial immunity, and I'm very grateful we can artificially immunize against polio, against tetanus, against a lot of things. But with COVID, we have heard time and time again that some of the best defense against COVID is a combo of artificial and natural immunity. And many individuals with natural immunity said, I didn't need the vaccines. I gained my own antibodies. More than 60 million people in Germany have been vaccinated against COVID. Many of them several times. But this man claims he got 217 vaccinations. And again, it just says for private reasons. We don't know why. Now, were these confirmed? They say 134 of them, yes. That there's documentation of at least 134. What, even 134, are you kidding me? Wow. So, Dr. Killian Schober from the Institute of Microbiology, Clinical Microbiology, Immunology, and Hygiene says, we learned about his case via newspaper articles. We contacted him, invited him to undergo various tests in Erlangen, and he was very interested in doing so. So now they want to look at the consequences of hypervaccination and what did it do to his immune response. So I don't know yet what they're going to find. It's a current study going on. But obviously it starts to make us wonder what these can do in terms of weakening our immune system. Do our T cells become fatigued? Do our T cells get so overwhelmed with the antigen that they're like, eh? Well, we believe that might happen because that's the whole premises behind our allergy injections or homeopathy. When you get allergy shots, and I'm not talking about the Kenalog shot, I'm talking about when you get the desensitization shots, they are giving you the antigen in small forms and teaching your body to not be so dramatic and chaotic every time you get it, to try to desensitize your T cells. So will over-vaccination do that? Now, somebody could say, well, yeah, this doesn't apply to us, Dr. Dahlia, because this guy did it at least 134 times. Well, it does apply to us if somebody finds that three shots could start to mess with our immune system or desensitize us to the vaccine. I mean, we get a flu shot every year. Every year we get a flu shot. Which means some of us are about to get our 50th flu shot. Well, I don't know if flu shots have been around that long. Okay, let's say our 30th flu shot. What if somebody says, you know, after three or four, it could do harm? Now, I don't think so. I am a big fan of flu shots, but what if it's not 134? What if the number's 5? And same thing with COVID. They have been pushing, you got to get the COVID vaccine, you got to get the COVID vaccine. And mind you, I am very grateful to both President Trump and President Biden to rolling out, creating and rolling out the vaccine or working to get that done. So there, we do have something for those individuals who are vulnerable because COVID can kill. But I am not yet sold that we need to be injecting ourselves every few months. Once we found that the immunity wanes, this wasn't a once a year shot like they promised. They were telling us to get it every few months. Well, what happened to those individuals that got it every few months? Is it like a drug where the more you get it, the more you need it? So, kudos to this guy that is now going to allow us to learn from his immunity. Although I really, someone's got some explaining to do as to why they injected him over 134 times, even though he claims 217. Is it the doctor said, to heck with this, just here, here's a vial, go inject yourself whenever you want? No, because these shots, as you remember, they had to be defrosted a certain way, and they had to be delivered in a certain period of time. So I don't know. But if our T cells become fatigued, and our cells do not necessarily then respond the way we think they do to multiple vaccines, then we might need to understand that there's a limitation. And I know many, many parents who have now homeschooled their kids and are starting to reject the school vaccination protocol is concerned because of the number of vaccines. Some of these kids are getting 5 vaccines in one shot or in one visit. Do your T cells fatigue? The science has been, no, they don't. A T cell will always be a T cell. If you're allergic, you'll always be allergic. But we've been able to fight that effectively with allergy shots, homeopathy. Homeopathy is where you take a little bit of what hurts you to help you. Very similar to the allergy desensitization shots. And so, I don't want us to over-vaccinate. I don't want to not have vaccines. I want us to have vaccines. But somebody keeps bringing up, are we over-vaccinating or over-vaccinating? And they get canceled. They get vilified. They're called conspiracy theorists. When in science, that is a very valid question. Could we be over-vaccinating? You getting a COVID shot every 4 to 6 months, could that be affecting your natural immunity to COVID? Now, I don't want anybody getting COVID naturally, just like I don't want you getting chicken pox naturally. I don't want you getting these things naturally, per se, because there could be consequences. But we need to make sure that we are prepared for big, bad bugs. And we can't always rely on artificial immunity. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.